Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
PB, you have described yourself over the years that I've known you as an extremely self-aware person.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, the term I actually would probably tend to use is painfully self-aware. I think that's it more. I think what I mean by that is that I'm constantly aware of things like my breath. I don't eat salsa for the most part because I don't want onion breath when I'm talking to people.
Even at home, in the privacy of your home?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because for that night. Yeah.
Totally. Yep. Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm aware of noises that I make, like sniffing and stuff like that. Like, so I guess the opposite would be someone who's sort of unaware, you know, like not, it's almost like they're not thinking.
I was going to say,
others.
Is that why you're extremely painfully self-aware? Because you notice others who are not.
Maybe. I think one of my biggest things in life, I hate being embarrassed. I don't want to be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do embarrassing things. I don't want to do things that someone else looks at and kind of laughs. Not unless I intend to. Like, that's different. But so, if I were to walk around with my zipper down, it ruins my day. I mean, just it's so terrible. So as a result, like, I'm aware.
Yeah.
Constantly aware. I'm aware spatially, like of where someone is behind me, in front of me. When we're in the mall, like my wife and I will be together and we're walking along and she'll stop because she's, you know, asking a question or thinking about something. And I'm aware there's people behind us that she just blocked the way.
Yep.
And I'm like apologetically trying to move out of the way. So I'm the painfully self-aware person.
Yeah.
Then my wife, on the other hand, is completely unaware.
Blissfully unaware.
Yeah. She's having a good time, doesn't even think about it. The funny thing is she was just with a friend, and that friend is like her and maybe even more so. And they were at like a Starbucks together. And that friend is talking, like flailing her hands around, laughing, having a good time. And Sherry was aware of how other people were sort of moving out of the way and watching and observing what was going on. So, yeah. Yeah. I am painfully aware.
So in leadership.
Yes.
Is self-awareness important? Is it usable?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I don't think we want to be either extreme. I don't think painfully self-aware helps. I think I have to shed that, get over it when I'm on stage, you know, and just kind of go, yep, I've got to do this and got to let there be some big personality. Because the tendency with self-awareness is to go inward. Like people who are painfully self-aware are the ones at parties who go to the corners and just watch what everyone else is doing. Because they're not going to make a fool of themselves. Yeah. They're just going to watch what everyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you don't want to be painfully self-aware, but also you don't want to be unaware. And I think there's some middle ground there that really helps us. I'm aware as a leader of my strengths and my weaknesses, the things that I'm good at, the things that I'm not so good at. Typically what I try to do is just staff my weaknesses. Like, you know, there's some things that I'm never going to be good at, never going to succeed at. So I just really need the right people around me to do those things. But I don't think it's an excuse to not stretch and grow. So that's an important part for me. I think that, you know, regardless of what your tendency is, whether it's to be unaware or very self-aware, I think that, it's important to stretch. And like a rubber band, you can stretch.
Mm-hmm.
A rubber band, of course, hits a point of, you know, stretched beyond reason, and it will break, snap, whatever. But I think we're pretty flexible, and we can learn and grow, and we can adapt. Honestly, as a sort of a introverted person, my tendency is to work on content much more than a charismatic delivery. Like, I'm banking on this content is going to make a difference in somebody's life, not my powers of persuasion to win somebody over.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where I'm at. I mean, it's my natural position, but I realize I have to stretch myself to use persuasion, like to tap into emotion to sell this thing. But, someone else who is just like no time on content at all.
Right.
It's just, they know if they get up there, give me a microphone and I'll persuade people of something.
Sure.
They have to stretch. They need to stretch themselves into the area of content and, you know, having it make sense. I was talking with one of our college guys this week, and he preached a sermon and asked him how it went. And he was like, man, I said one thing and then later contradicted it, said something else.
Yep.
And he's one who knows he has charisma. He knows mm-hmm. he can sell something. But he also knew that what he said didn't make sense, and it bugged him.
Yeah.
And I guess that's that part. We have to stretch ourselves, be willing to be pliable and grow in the area that isn't our natural tendency, so that we bring the whole package.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.